navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Welcome, everybody, to the start of a new series. Before we begin, I want to thank you for coming back for another series and for another CLE with the New York State Academy of Trial Lawyers. If you are not yet a member, many of you may not be because these are free and for everybody, and people listen to the podcast. You don't even have to be a lawyer to listen to the podcast. So I would encourage you to join the Academy if you haven't done so already. Just by watching today and registering, you're already going to get $50 off. It's not expensive. It gives you so much more access to valuable information to help you as a lawyer and help you in your practice, like on-demand CLEs, access to special events. And I encourage you to do so, especially if you're getting good value out of all of the CLEs that you've been attending. So let's talk about this new series that I'm very excited to present to you. This series is entitled How to Litigate a Catastrophic Automobile Accident Injury Case. I know it's a mouthful, but the idea is to start focusing in. I'm going to be doing a bunch of series in the years ahead and hopefully continue to share lots of what I think is helpful information with you. And most of you probably have already listened to the first series I did last year on how to litigate a personal injury case. We just completed a series on trial skills. And now we're going to start getting into specific subject matters of cases in these series. So I thought the proper one to kick all this off would be on automobile accidents, because that is probably the biggest area that most people who will take on, most lawyers who will take on a personal injury case would take on. It's probably an automobile accident, maybe a premises case as well, but automobile accidents are something that most lawyers feel generally comfortable in handling. That is until they get to a catastrophic automobile accident, which requires a lot more work, a lot more knowledge, and a lot more time. So I thought that we could focus on what makes a catastrophic automobile accident case unique. And I would like to share with you throughout this series, as I've been doing all along, my playbook, my cases, how I've approached these to try and maximize the expectation of winning them and establishing liability, as well as to maximize recovery by way of either a jury award or a settlement. So we are going to do a 6-part series where we'll go through different areas. And today I'm going to talk with you about one of the most pivotal parts of how to litigate a catastrophic automobile accident injury case, and that's the investigation. That is the very start when you get that call, when you get the client saying, telling you that their case or a family member of theirs or a friend of theirs, somebody was involved in a horrific automobile accident and they need your help. And when you get that call or you get that client, you need to get going on the case immediately. As always, you want to get started on any case immediately, but especially in a case with potential large damages, potential life-altering injuries where your client or your client's family is going to need every resource that you can get for them to move on with their life. You really need to build the foundation of the case from the outset. It's just like a house. You have to have a strong foundation to build a big house. You're building a car tower. You need to have the solid cards at the base. So if you want to be fortunate enough to have a really good case when it comes time to resolve it or to bring it to trial, it all starts at the beginning with the foundation to establish it. So what is a catastrophic injury? I know there's a lot of technical definitions in dictionaries, medical associations, legal associations. I'm going to tell you my definition of a catastrophic injury and what I want to cover in this case. In this course, rather. And, when a case comes into my firm, when we look at it, how we work it up like a catastrophic injury case. Catastrophic injuries include spinal fractures,